Part 1. Prologue. My name is Dmitri. Dmitri Alexander. But that's not important. What's important is that man over there lying on his bed. He's, well, I suppose there's really no better way to describe him except to say he's a saint. Not just because of all the good he's done, but because he was, as a saint always is, a believer. He believed that there was someone in life who was greater than he was, someone who guided him, who helped him through every one of his days. If you were to look at him closely, lying there on his bed, it might look to you as if he was dead. And in some sense, I guess you'd be right. But the truth is, he's more alive now than he's ever been. My friends and I have come here today to spend his last day on earth with him. Just a few minutes ago, we watched as he passed from this life to the next. I should be crying, I know. Believe me, I have been, and I will be again. But for now, I can't help but simply be grateful that he has finally made it to his new home. A home that he has been dreaming about for many years. A home where he can finally talk to God face to face, like I'm talking to you right now. Oh, he was a saint, all right. But to me, and to so many others, he was something even more. He was, how could I put it, an inspiration, a friend, a teacher, a helper, a giver. Oh, he loved to give and give and give some more, until it seemed he had nothing left to give at all. But then he'd reach down deep and find a little more. There's always something you can give, as he would often say. He always hoped, in some small way, that he could use his life to make a difference in the world. He wanted, above all, to help people. But with so many needs all around, what could he possibly do? He was like a man on a beach surrounded by starfish that had been washed up onto the shore. He knew that they would die if they didn't make it back into the water. Not knowing how to save them all, the man on the beach did what he could. He reached down, picked one up, and tossed it back into the water. Then he reached down again, picked up another, and did the same. Someone once asked the man why he bothered at all. That with so many needs all around, how could he possibly make any difference? He'd just toss another starfish into the water and say, "It made a difference to that one." Then he'd reach down and pick up another. You see, to the world you may be just one person, but to one person you may be the world. In many ways, my friend was just like you and me. Each one of us has just one life to live, but if you live it right, one life is all you need. And if you live your life for God, well, you just might touch the whole world. Did his life make any difference? I already know my answer, because I'm one of those that he reached down and picked up many, many years ago. But how about I tell you his story, and when I get to the end, I'll let you decide if his life made a difference or not. And then maybe, by the time we're finished, you'll see that your life can make a difference too. Oh, by the way, I haven't told you his name yet, this man who is such a great saint, such a great believer in the God who loved him, who created him, who sustained him, and with whom he is now living forever. His name is Nicholas, and this is his story.